Yes, now it is.
It's the green one.
Yes, but I cannot feel the difference, so it's okay. For the online. Okay, great, thank you. Then we will start with the first presentation. So the first presenter is going to be me. And I will give a brief overview of the computational physics in the project NIFAS Europe and also in the region. So as you already know, the project NIFAS Europe gives different opportunities for developing services and also using them by different scientific fields. This project enables development of different type of services. As you can see on the slide, the first one is repositories, which provide data collections and other literature collections that can be searched, stored, used, etc. Then we have the second type of services, which are generic services, and those services, as name says, provide generic capabilities and technical needs to different multiple research areas. And the last ones, because we are going to talk about that today, is the thematic services. So we are going to explore one type of thematic services, which are computational physics services. So I will present brief overview, let's say, of different services that are produced in this project, and colleagues after me will give a description how they use the services and what are the benefits of the services. At this moment in the NIFAS catalog, we have 33 repositories, 31 thematic services, and 20 generic services. The catalog can be accessed online, and all of the services can be explored. So there was an open call, as you know, with different computational physics areas. Specifically, we have this, let's say, commonly used areas, and all the applicants can apply there for the resources by describing their project in the following six areas. There are different of them, such as computational fluid dynamics, particle physics, molecular dynamics, etc. Because I was part of the development of the two services, I will present more about those, and I will just mention the other two because the colleagues from the Institute of Physics in Belgrade will add details about the last two services. So first I'm going to give a few sentences about Schrödinger web service. It's developed together with the Faculty of Natural Science and Informatics in Skopje and Faculty of Computer Science Engineering also in Skopje. So this is, as the name says, it's a service for solving the Schrödinger equation, but it's organized as a REST API service, which means that it's easily consumable and it can be accessed in different ways. So I'm going to mention some of them. This service solves 1, 2, and 3 dimensional Schrödinger equation by only providing several parameters which are important for solving the equation. It is based on the DVR approach, discrete variable representation, Gauss-Hermit approach. I also posted the link if you're interested, so you can visit, because there is a lot of documentation there, also examples. So also I will provide a specific example here, so you can just access the service and try with your parameters to get the results. It is hosted on the Finky Cloud generic service, which is also developed as part of the NIFAS call for services. So here, just to mention that this service provides different model potentials in order to solve the Schrödinger equation. So we have Moore's simple harmonic oscillator, sombrero, and Wood-Saxon potential. Also, there are some options for two-dimensional and three-dimensional Schrödinger equation. So I will just play this for short to explain what is happening here. So you can log in with the provided parameters, and there is a Jupyter notebook, which is very helpful when you want to learn something, because you can edit the things and you can run the codes directly here, but only by changing the parameters, which is very useful for, let's say, people that are not very common with programming, but they know what they will do, because they have description of the parameters and they can only change the numbers. So here I'm changing the numbers in order to get another result. It's very, fast, and the results will be provided below the code. This is one way how to consume the service. There is also possibility to include in your code, which means that you can automate the process by, let's say, you want to develop a code in Python, and you will have to write, let's say, 2 lines of code in order to consume this service and provide and have the results. So this REST API approach gives us different possibilities, also for the programmers and for people who just want to have the results as an, here as an array, for example, but also for people who want to use them as in their codes. Another option is to access by URL link, which is also a possibility, but I will not give the description about that. The second service I'm going to talk about is Gaussian Web Service. Again, it's the similar way of the development, but of course the topic is different. So it's a service for fitting repulsive potentials in density functional tight binding with Gaussian process regression. And what we have here is the link. It's also hosted on our generic service, Finky Cloud. And in order to use this service, you have 2 options. So I'm not going to give you all the details because they will be left in the presentation, but it's very, but I want to point out what is the benefit of having such a REST API service, because in this case, we have a service that works with files. So when you have a service that works with file, one option is to do it, let's say, manually and to upload the file. And the other option is to provide a link of already, let's say, file that is uploaded somewhere on some server, such as Dropbox, or I use here B2Drop, which is similar like Dropbox, but it's, let's say, more for scientific communities. And anyone can access the B2Drop with your institutional accounts, same as you do with NIFOS services. So the basic idea here is to... We have 2 possibilities, as I mentioned, first with uploading the file directly on our site, and the results will be provided as a file, which should be attached to your B2Drop account, so we don't provide to download here anything. And the other option is the second method. When you will provide the link, such as I did here, the link can be... as I mentioned, Dropbox or B2Drop file or Google Drive file or anything. So you just have to give the link, and these parameters are also described in our Jupyter notebook. So if you're interested, you can go and check them. And important thing here is to provide this the last parameters, B2Drop username and password. I'm going to show you how to do that. So this is another option. As I mentioned, you can access directly in your browser by providing the link of your file location. As you can see here, we have your B2Drop username. Your username should be provided, then password and file location. And the service will do the rest for you. Okay, this is an overview of our Swagger website, which provides a documentation and also an examples how to use the service. So for each of these parameters, you have a detailed description, what they mean and how to change them. So I'm using my B2Drop account to copy the username and password. Those are one-time username and password, so you can generate your own. It's also described in details in the documentation. And now the first service is with uploading the file. So and you should just click execute to get results. This is the, let's say, manual way. But if you want to incorporate this in your code, you can just consume the result because it's not a file, but it's a file that is posted on your B2Drop account based on your username and password. And you can just continue with reading the results, editing the results, etc. So that is the benefit of having REST API. And I guess this is the second one. So here, instead of, because this is a post and get, so I will not bother that with post and get difference, but the one is, this one is post when you just have to give the your username and password again, and also the link of your location. So it's pretty basically the same. Yes, this is with the link. So you provide a link, your username, and your password, and you execute the result. The process is the same. And I will just mention about these two services. The previous one, the Gaussian and Schrodinger are onboarded services. I think that colleagues from Belgrade should explain more about this if they use it, but these services was also candidates for to be onboarded. So the first one is this Lattice Model Database, which it provides a visual web interface for analysis of large databases, also as a part of computational physics. And the second one is CPM mode, which is, so because I'm a computer scientist, I don't know if I'm going to explain this well, but I will try. So this is the using the charge patching method, CPM, based on the density functional theory, and the output are these mode feeds, which are used for another analysis when having different nanostructures, etc. So I will, I hope that this will be, these services will be explained in the next presentations. So that's, I guess, everything for me. If you have any questions regarding the first two services, we are glad to help. So these are our email addresses. And also, if you have some questions now, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay.